Tonight, Father, we do expect something good to happen, Father. Lord, because you said where two or three are gathered tonight, Father, there you'd be, Father. Lord, I ask, dear God, that as we come tonight, Father, Lord, we want to take a moment, Father, to invite you into this place, Father. Lord, we know, dear God, you'll go wherever you're invited tonight, yes. Father. Lord, we want to take a moment, Father, to say, Lord, will you walk up and down the corridors of every heart, Father, yes. That's represented tonight, Father. Lord, would you encourage the discouraged, Lord? Would you mend the broken heart, Father? Would you heal the sick, Father? Would you open up the eyes of the blind tonight, Father? Lord, would you save the lost, I pray. Lord, we count it done in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Certainly count it a privilege to be with you again tonight. It's it's an honor to be a part of what God's doing amongst His bride.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, would you turn with us to Matthew chapter 25? We'll begin reading with verse 1. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet Him." God bless you. You can have your seats tonight.
That's right.
I'd like to speak tonight, if we could, just for a little while on turn loose the revival. Turn loose the revival. Can somebody say praise the Lord tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, you're going to have to do better than that. I said, can somebody say praise the Lord tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Come on now, don't make me fight that devil alone. I said, can somebody say praise the Lord tonight? You ought to have something to be happy about tonight, saints.
Amen.
I said turn the revival loose. Amen. Turn loose the revival. What's holding up revival? Here we have 10 virgins, and the Bible says that they all were slumbering. They were all asleep. The wise were asleep right along with the foolish.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
They were all slumbering, the Bible says. But we're coming down to a place in this walk as we go down through time. There's something beginning to happen. Me and Brother Tony was speaking of it back in the back just briefly this evening. Something's beginning to happen in this bride. Come on, somebody. Amen. Something's beginning to happen within this bride. There's a revival beginning to take place. You can look everywhere. It's not just one group of people, but it's throughout the bride of Jesus Christ. You can look and you can begin to see life is beginning to come into her. She's beginning to awaken up out of that slumber. Hello? She's beginning to awaken and beginning to see that where she's at. She's beginning to see how that the times are closing out. Hello? And I'm saying tonight, turn loose that revival. Who wants revival tonight? Who wants the move of the Holy Spirit tonight to where God can come in? And you begin to see supernatural works working in and amongst you people. Hello. I believe He's able tonight. He's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He's able to give a blind man his sight back, He's still able to do it today. Because if He done it once, He has to do it again. Amen. Because He is God and He changes not. I said turn loose the revival. What's holding back revival tonight? Hello? What's holding back revival tonight? I'm just going to get comfortable tonight.
Amen.
What's holding back revival? Every one of you know your personal lives. And whenever I say that, everybody here tonight, something came to their mind that's holding them back.
Right.
Hello? He's the same devil that fights me that he does you.
Amen.
Everybody in this building, what's holding back your revival tonight? I say tonight's your night. Tonight's the night that you're able to take the kingdom of hell, and you're able to take the gates of the enemy, and you're able to take that whatever it is, take the club out of the devil's hand tonight, and begin to beat him with it. You say, where's the supernatural acts in our congregation? Where's the supernatural in amongst our church, in amongst the people? I ask you tonight, where's the praise? Hello?
Amen.
Where's the praise at? Because let me tell you, everywhere God was, there was a commotion. You say, Ben, it's not an emotion. No, I'm not saying it is an emotion. But on this flip side, I can also tell you that anything without emotion, it is dead.
Amen.
Right. Hello? God ain't coming for those dead bride.
Right.
He's coming for a bride that has a little bit of life in her. Somebody that can reach out there and raise her hands up and say from the depths of her soul, amen to the word. Why? Because she agrees with it. There's a deep calling to the deep. And where there's a deep calling, there's got to be a deep to respond. Amen. And whenever you hear something come across and that word begins to minister to you, there's something inside of you that reverberates a holy amen to it.
Amen.
Hello, I'd say turn loose the revival. God's doing something amongst the saints.
Amen.
God's doing something. We've got to have a revival. But you notice these virgins, all of them was asleep. Every one of them.
Right.
You say, well, we're a message. We're a message.
Right.
You know, we try to hide behind the message covering.
Right, that's right.
We try to hide behind it. I don't care if you're a message or not. You can still be dead.
Amen.
Oh, my. You can still be dead whether you hide behind this message or not. There's people sitting in pews and chairs in this day that is sitting there and they're dead at 12 o'clock midnight. Hello?
Amen.
You know, they were all. We're going to say they are all in the message. All them virgins were in the message is what we're going to say they were. Just bear with me tonight.
Okay.
We're going to say they were all in the message. But there was some, there was five, that didn't just have a message.
Right.
But they had a life to go with a message.
Amen.
They had a literal life of Jesus Christ on display, working in amongst them. Hello?
Amen.
And then there was some that proclaimed it. They talked a good talk.
Right.
They had a good intellect.
Yeah.
They had a good understanding. But all they had was an understanding. I'm telling you right now, an understanding won't put you in the gates of heaven.
That's right.
Hello?
Right.
An understanding won't put you in the gates of heaven. We're talking about a revival tonight.
Right.
An understanding won't put you there. But what will put you there is the Holy Ghost and fire. Hello? That fire burning down within your soul. That it doesn't matter what the devil tries to place in your life. You can stand there and with a surety say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Amen.
Hello? We're going to look at Moses tonight. It may be a little bit of a different way, and we look at Moses, and as Moses, we're talking about turning loose the revival. And Brother Branham said that Moses went to the backside of the desert backslid. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said Moses was on the backside of the desert, and he was a backslid preacher.
Right.
Hello?
Amen.
But he said Moses was in the backside of the desert. And as he was sitting there, I can see Moses. Let's begin to draw his picture here, and I see Moses coming in, and I see him back there on the backside herding the sheep, and he begins to walk, and Brother Brown said he was about 80 years old, and here was Moses, an 80-year-old man out there doing what he'd done best, and he was out there, but yet he was cold and indifferent. He was a man that was running from God. He was a man that was back on the backside of the desert, had zero life in him. Hello? Didn't have any life, and he was cold.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
And here he was, Moses back there, an 80-year-old man herding the sheep. And I can see him now, he was walking and he was running from God, is all he was doing back there.
Right.
There's some that will run from God.
Amen.
We don't like to admit it, but we do.
Amen.
That's right.
You might have a call in your life, and you'll run from it. You know, God's got a way of getting you.
Right.
You can run all you want, but if you're God, God's going to get you. He chased a man all the way to the bottom of the ocean one day.
Right.
He ain't no respecter of persons. He'll take you to the end of the earth until finally you come to him. Hello?
Amen.
We're talking about a revival tonight. I'm getting off of my subject. But here was Moses, and he was back there, and he was doing what he does best, and all of a sudden, here he was cold. He maybe back there on the backside, he knew that he had done wrong. He knew that he wasn't where he needed to be with God. He knew that there was not a moving of the Holy Spirit amongst him.
Right.
He knew that I believe you can feel God.
Yes.
I believe God's a God that can be felt, Brother Tony.
Amen.
I believe God's a God that I can feel it. And I can invite him as I'm driving down the road in my car. I can move my lunchbox out of the driving passenger seat. And I can invite God to sit in that passenger seat with me and drive down the road with me.
Amen.
I believe I serve a God that's that real.
Amen.
I believe he's real tonight, and he wants to be real in your situation. I don't know your heart. I don't know your name. But God knows, and he wants to be real in that situation. But what's holding him back is you and I.
Right.
It's me holding him back. It's not God. God wants to give it to me more than I want it.
Amen.
God wants to give me that what I need more than I even want to receive it. But it's me, this man that I see in the mirror every day that's standing between me and my God. Hello?
That's right.
But God is a God that's very personal. He's a God that got Moses on the backside of a desert when Moses was in such a state. But yet God, rich in mercy, came and Moses had a burning bush experience. I say there got to be a burning bush experience tonight to where, what was it? Moses was walking and he seen this bush burning and he began to look and he said, that's odd.
Yeah.
Oh, people will think you're just a little odd. People look at you and think, man, that's just a little odd.
Right.
Who let them out of the weary house? That's what they think. You might as well be real.
Amen.
You might as well be, but you know what? You're a peculiar people. God chose a peculiar people. Hello!
That's right.
You're supposed to be different. If you weren't different, you ought to be worried.
Amen. That's right.
But here was Moses. He had a burning bush experience. He had need of God. And he sits there and he looks and he says, "That's odd." And he begins to look at it. And Moses walks up to that bush and he begins to maybe reason with it in his mind. And he says, "Why ain't that bush burning?" And he begins to analyze. "Why is that bush not burning?" And then something come out of that bush and said, "Moses, take off your shoes, for you're standing on holy ground." Look, he was receiving revival. Moses was receiving what exactly he had need of.
Right.
He had the word. He already had it. He had the word. But he needed revival. Hello?
Amen.
That's right. Moses had everything he had need of. He had, what God say, "What's in your hand, Moses?" He didn't need to go out and get this book or get that book or get this or get that. He had it. It was at his fingertips.
Right.
He had the revealed word. Hello?
Yes.
He needed revival.
That's right.
And he walks by that bush and what was it? Revival came.
Right.
He walks up and there was Moses' revival. It was called a burning bush experience.
Amen.
And he sits there. And God begins to talk to him. Oh my, you realize that after that, Moses began to, he was a one-man invasion. You say, oh my, he made every excuse in the book. "I can't do it because I can't talk right. I can't do it because of this. Oh, I can't raise my hand because of this. I can't clap my hands because somebody might think I'm weird." Let me ask you something. How bad do you want deliverance tonight? Ask you something. How bad do you want deliverance tonight? I'm asking you, how bad do you want deliverance from that thing that's plaguing you? Will you create an atmosphere of healing? Will you create an atmosphere of worship tonight? Will you create an atmosphere? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Will you create an atmosphere that God is pleased to dwell in?
Amen.
Where's that supernatural at? It takes you and I creating an atmosphere. What did he say, Brother Tony? He inhabits the praise of his people. If you don't, with my people won't worship me, the rocks will cry out, he said. I'm telling you right now, there's no rock better take my place. If somebody's got to worship him, I say, let it begin with me. If somebody's got to praise him, why don't it begin with me? If somebody's got to do it, let it begin with me, God. Moses, he was sitting there, I can't. But it be easy. But in that experience, in that burning bush experience, God gave him the courage to step out on faith. And when Moses stepped out on faith, it wasn't an excuse anymore. But it was without fear. He was able to walk and tread over the gates of hell without fear. Why? Because there was revelation. There was revival that began to set in. There was a Holy Ghost fire burning way down deep inside of his soul. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? There's got to be a revival. We've got to have it.
Amen.
We won't leave here without it.
Right. Amen.
You think you're going without it. You think that's the case. Well, I'm sorry. Hey, I got two of them. God must have really knew I was going to need them.
Amen.
But we've got to have that. We ain't leaving this world without it. What does revival create? Revival creates love. Perfect love. You know, our theme at home is for the year is we normally have a theme every year. I don't know if everybody does that or not, but we do. But our theme at home at the church there is renewed love. Because you know what's going there? Perfect.
Amen. That's right.
Love. But that revival that I'm speaking of tonight, it will give you that love. Because revival is simply renewing. Revival is simply reviving something that you already have, that I already have.
That's right.
It's reviving something that's already laying inside of me. But he said, Moses, what's in your hand? It wasn't that Moses had to go get something, Brother Tony.
Right.
But he already had what he had need of.
Right.
He already had it. He just needed to have it brought back to his remembrance, Brother Tony.
Amen.
He just needed it brought back to his remembrance that you've got everything you need, Moses. You don't need to go out and get anything. You've got it. And I say, you've got it, little bride. You've got what you need to take a rapture. Hello?
Amen.
You've got what you need. But what it's going to take is faith.
Amen.
It's going to take faith. And that's what we're coming down to.
Right.
You begin to look. We was down preaching some meetings and here a few weeks ago, and New Year's Eve meeting, and we was down there preaching, and we begin to preach, and there was this young lady that was sitting in. I'm talking about the revival. Turn loose the revival. Watching supernatural work in amongst the people tonight. And this young lady came walking in. And I know this young lady and know her for some time now. And she come walking in. And I was back in the back study. I didn't see anybody walk into that building, Brother Tony. And I walked out there and I began to preach. And something came to me and said, if you got walked in on crutches, leave your crutches at the door. I had no idea, but this young lady had came in on them crutches. But she didn't come back to the service with them.
Amen.
She didn't come back to the service with them because it was her night.
Amen.
It was her time. It was her time to receive. It was not. She wasn't going to let the devil try to talk her out of her healing because it was her time. And God came by and spoke to her. And she realized that she identified, it's mine. God said so. I believe it. And that settles it.
Amen.
She walked out of there. And she come back to church the next morning. And she walked right through to her pew. She sat down and she didn't have no crutches.
Amen.
She sat down. What was it? The supernatural of God began to move. Why? Because somebody reached out and touched the heel of his garment.
Amen.
Somebody, man, you know, you don't like what I'm preaching. Why don't you change me? You realize you have an opportunity. Whatever you have need of, you can pull it out of that minister.
Right, amen.
You don't like what I'm preaching? Change me. If I ain't speaking to you, why don't you pull and change my thought?
Right.
Oh, it happens all the time, Brother Tony. Why don't you pull and let the Holy Ghost come and be Lord of your life?
Amen.
We're talking about revival. He's real, saints.
Right.
He's real tonight. You don't like it? Why don't you say, God, would you feed me tonight? I believe God's able to feed every one of us here tonight.
Amen.
I believe it's not just you, and it's not just you, it's not just you, but it's everyone as a whole. He's able. He multiplies the loaves of fish. He can take that word and he can speak exactly what you have need of. But she come walking in there, and she walked up there. She had to sing Sunday morning, and she walked up there, and she said, she grabbed hold of that microphone, and she said, Brother Ben didn't see me last night. She said, but he said, if you walked in here on crutches, to leave them at the door. She said, I'm here, and I don't have no crutches anymore. She said, and what was it? She just gave that enemy. She took the club out of the devil's hand and she bent on beating on him with it.
That's right. That's exactly.
Don't just take it out of his hand, but use it against him.
Amen.
He tries to tear you down. He tries to tell you you'll never make it. The only reason he's telling you you'll never make it is because you already did make it.
Amen.
He wouldn't try to convince you otherwise if he wasn't worried about you.
Amen.
He's trying to keep you from realizing who you really are.
Amen.
Since you want your husband healed tonight, how bad do you want it? Will you claim it tonight?
Yeah.
I believe that she's able to sit here and by her sitting here, she's able to claim healing for her husband.
Amen.
Is that God? He is a God that's able to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe him?
Amen.
Do I believe him? we confess that we do with our mouths.
But do we believe Him?
But He said, sir, I'm off my subject here. You don't never do that, do you? He sits here and he goes back to Moses, and Moses is standing there, and God says, what's in your hand? You've got what you have need of. And as he sat there in front of that burning bush, something began to bubble up inside of him. And he became, oh my, that devil tried to tell him every excuse under the book as to why he couldn't.
That's right.
Tried to tell him as to why he couldn't worship the Lord. You know, we worry too much about what other people think about us. I don't think Moses really cared what anybody thought of him. We worry about, well, if I raise my hand, sister so-and-so might see it and think funny things of me. You know what? It's a personal relationship between you and God. Why don't you let sister so-and-so get the Holy Ghost?
That's right.
Why don't you let sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so get the Holy Ghost? And maybe they need to see you do something totally different.
Right.
Woo.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like to get out of our comfort zone.
Right.
Amen.
I have at church my designated pew. I'm going to sit beside you here. Don't be nervous. I have at church what I call my designated pew. And all this is I'm identifying the devil tonight. You know, you can't properly fight something until you know what it is you're fighting.
Amen.
You can't fight the enemy unless you know what the enemy looks like.
Right.
You walk in and I'll walk in and I'll open up. We got two doors. We walk into the vestibule, then there's another door that opens into the congregation. Some of you know that. And you walk into that door and you open up that door, and every time I open up that door, and I mean, it's automatic. My kids open up the door, and what do? They start walking for the pew. You don't say nothing to them. They just start walking. Well, we opened up the door one day and there was somebody sitting in our pew. And my kids didn't know it. They didn't notice it. They just walked in just doing business as normal. You know, walked in there, got all the way to the pew, looked up. And realized something is bad wrong. but little things as simple as that will take, and the enemy will use that to play on your mind to where you don't get one thing out of service. I've been there.
Yeah.
Ben, you're a preacher. Yeah, I'm a preacher locked up in human flesh. What do you know of that?
That's right.
I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, just like you. That's amazing that devil plays with preachers that way. You know, people hold preachers up here. But preachers, he's human.
That's right.
He's human just like you're human. He fights the same devil you fight. What? Woo, I don't know where that came from.
That's all right.
He fights that same devil. He's human.
Amen.
I believe you ought to respect the office. But yet he's human. We look at him and we think, oh, if the preacher does it, it's okay. That ain't always
That's right. The
case.
Amen.
But anyhow, we walk in there and you know, the devil plays with your mind. And we walk in there and even me, I walked in there and automatically I start walking for my pew. And somebody's sitting in my pew, oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? Come on now, I believe God has a sense of humor. What am I going to do now? I can't sit in this pew over here because God might not be the same God over there that He is on that side of the church. I think He moves more over there. Come on.
Right.
It's a devil.
Yeah.
And you'll sit there and that devil will take and he'll rob you of victory over something silly in your mind.
That's right.
You put your situation there. It might not be as simple as putting as a church pew. Greatest battle ever fought was right here between these ears.
Right.
Because if he can, you know, God took the heart, but Satan took this.
That's right.
Satan can have this.
Right.
But he can't never have this.
Amen.
He can't never have who I really am. You realize, Satan, that this is this flesh. I'm going to say something. This flesh is that devil's inheritance.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you, brother. This flesh is the devil's inheritance.
Right.
This is the only thing that he can have.
That's right.
You are born, you were formed out of the dirt. Hello?
Yes.
All you are 16 elements of dirt. That's all you are. We sure do take care of this flesh. We'll take care of this flesh. You know, I'll get up in the morning and I'll throw on a suit. Throw on a $100 suit onto this pile of dirt. I'll comb that hair, kind of. I'll comb that hair just a little bit. And I'll brush these teeth. And I'll feed this flesh a big old steak. And I'll really take care of it while that inner man dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we ought to do is deny the flesh. Hello?
Amen.
Well, to be able to deny this, and I understand, you're still acquainted with it. I understand that. This will never be saved. You might as well quit. I'm not saved. Bear with me. This will never be saved. This flesh, it's not taking a rapture.
That's right.
He's not coming for your temple made of dirt. But he's coming for his own life.
Amen.
He's coming for himself.
That's right.
You know, we work too hard on trying to perfect this. You're not going to perfect it. It won't perfect.
Amen.
You can't do it. But the enemy will try to tell you it will.
Yeah.
Now, whenever the Holy Spirit, you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. That Holy Ghost begins to dictate what this flesh does.
Right.
But this flesh can never enter into the kingdom of God. He's not coming back for it. So that devil that's trying to tell you because you messed up, you're not going to make it. Why don't you tell him he's a liar?
Right.
Why don't you tell him Satan, you're a liar, you're a father of lies, and you can't do nothing but lie.
Right.
Why don't you tell him that?
Amen.
Right.
Why don't you look at him and take him for who he is? Somebody that can't tell the truth.
Right.
He can't. It's not in him to do it. We're talking about a revival tonight. How can we have revival if we don't know where the problem's at? I know where the problem's at. I see it every day. I look at it every day. Here's the problem. You're looking at it. I drove all the way from Missouri so you could see a problem. I drove 3 hours so you could look at a problem. But you know what? God don't see this. But he sees that man on the inside.
Amen.
I'm just here to encourage you tonight.
Man.
I'm just here to give you something to fight the enemy with. I'm going to let your pastor do all the doctrine and deep stuff. I'm not here to do that. That's up to him. I don't do that. That's his problem, not mine. Hello? That's his problem, not mine. And I'm happy about it. You know why? Because I can leave.
Yeah.
You know, I can come in here, I can say what I got to say, then I'm leaving. He's got to deal with it.
Right.
I love you, brother. But Moses came, and I'm never going to get off of Moses, so you might as well just bear with me tonight. I've got 9 pages, but we ain't getting off of Moses. Moses sits there, and he began to realize that he was called for something greater than to run as a coward. You were called to be something greater than a coward that's ran over by the enemy. I preached a message at home. Here, I guess it was a week ago Wednesday. And I titled it, Devil, It's My Time to Conquer. Devil, it's your time to conquer.
Yeah, right.
He has taken your joy for long enough. He's taken your peace for long enough. It's your time to conquer. Why don't you take that ground back from the enemy? There ain't nobody going to fight that battle. There ain't nobody going to stick their neck out, but it's going to take you and I standing up and saying, Satan, no more.
Amen.
You realize you have that authority?
Yes.
You have the authority to run that devil back to hell where he came from.
Right.
Or do you want to pet him? You know, our problem is we want to keep him too many times.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really want rid of him. Oh, come on now. We don't really want rid of him. You know, there was a blind man there was a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus one time, and blind Bartimaeus had a need. But blind Bartimaeus knew that nobody was going to take him up to the Jesus to receive his healing. Blind Bartimaeus knew that nobody was going to do it for him. Blind Bartimaeus knew that as he was sitting there begging one morning and he began to hear something coming down the road, I could see him that sitting there on the side of the street, and I could see the sun beginning to come up. Maybe he got there a little bit before sunrise, and he got sat down and he got to sit in a certain place in the city, because that's where all the rich men begin to walk through. And as the rich men would walk through, maybe on their way to work of the mornings, he would raise up his little cup and he would begin to beg for alms. He would say, he would throw that up and he would say, "Alms for the blind." And he began to sit there, and I could see him one morning. Maybe something had felt a little bit different about that morning. And he began to think, something's different about today. Something doesn't feel like the rest of the times that I come to church. Something feels like maybe today's my day. And there was blind Bartimaeus, and he sat on the corner, and I begin to see as we look over into the eastern sky, and I see the sun beginning to creep up over the horizon, and you can begin to see the sunlight creeping up, and it begins to shine on his face. And Bartimaeus, maybe it was a cool spring morning, and maybe it was just a little nip in the air, and that sun begins to hit him on the face. And he began to maybe pray. And he began to say, "Lord," and I'm paraphrasing tonight, but he began to maybe pray, and he felt that sun, and it was warm on his face, and maybe he began to offer a sacrifice of worship. I can hear him now begin to say, "Good morning, Lord. Lord, it's so good to feel that sun on my face. Though I can't see the beauty, yet, God, I can feel the sunlight." As he's sitting there and he begins to create an atmosphere around him, Bartimaeus had to do something to receive his healing. Bartimaeus had to create an atmosphere that God was pleased to dwell in, Brother Tony.
That's right.
God can't come into an atmosphere where you got music, rock and roll music playing, or the atmosphere isn't set, but there's got to be an atmosphere set of worship.
Amen.
Bartimaeus, I can see him sitting there, and as the sun begins to beat on his face, he can't see the sun, but he says, "God, even though I can't see it, I know it's there." Mm-hmm. He said, "Because I can feel it on my face." And maybe about that time he felt that presence begin to condescend out around him. What was it? It maybe took all morning to press through this veil of flesh, but maybe once he finally got through, Brother Tony. And once he got through, he began to feel that presence. And you know what Bartimaeus done? He actually pulled the literal presence of Christ into his situation.
Right.
Don't worry about your brother and your sister. Worry about you. Can you break through to Christ tonight? And Bartimaeus, he begins to sit there, and as he began to break through, I can hear him now. There was nothing wrong with his ears. He could hear just fine. I could hear him, and he's sitting there, and he goes, "What is that noise?" You know, everywhere Jesus is, there's a commotion, Brother Tony. Everywhere Jesus is, there's a stir happening. And he begins to hear something off in the distance, and he begins to hear the crowd thronging Jesus. Maybe he grabs a hold of somebody and he said, "What is that sound taking place over there? What's happening over there?" And I can see him push him off to the side. "Sit down and shut up." Oh, but that's the way the devil is. He wants you to miss your healing.
Right.
He wants you to miss your miss the Savior passing by. He wants you to miss your joy. He wants you to miss your peace. He wants you to miss the salvation of your children. He wants you to miss the salvation of your husband. Sit down and shut up. But Bartimaeus wasn't going to be turned away that easy. Bartimaeus, there had done been a revival set down inside of him. There was a Holy Ghost fire turning down on the inside of it. And he says, I've got to have whatever it is down there. Right. Hello. He said, I've got to have it. It was life or death. He says, what is that sound? Maybe he grabbed hold of somebody else and they pushed him aside. But he wasn't going to be deterred. Right. He wasn't going to let that devil tell him that he couldn't have it. Right. It was his. It was his. Before the foundation of the world, it was his.
That's right.
And he says, devil, you've robbed me long enough. Finally, he grabbed a hold of somebody. And somebody looked at him and said, that's Jesus. I could see him. Oh, God! I could hear him begin to... Oh, a shout got down inside of him. Oh, the revival began to pull up. And a shout began to come. You know where God is, it'll make you do things you never thought you'd do. Maybe Bartimaeus never was that kind of person. Maybe he was the quiet one in the church. He was the one that never said much. But Bartimaeus, he began to scream out because he had need of something. He said, Jesus! Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me! Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And what was it? He pressed through to Jesus. Jesus, there was no way. You telling me that Jesus could have heard him, Brother Tony, in that multitude? You telling me that Jesus heard him saying that? Because the Bible says they were thronging him. It was a multitude of people. You know how it is in a crowd of 20 people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't hear yourself think, let alone somebody say something. But here was Jesus walking down, and here was Bartimaeus. Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy on me. But it wasn't his voice that touched him.
Right.
It was his faith. And that faith stopped him in his tracks. I want to stop Jesus in his tracks tonight.
Amen.
I believe he's walking up and down, up and down. I believe he's in this building tonight. I believe he's walking up and down corridors of hearts tonight. I want to say, Jesus! Jesus, I have need of you tonight.
Amen.
I want to stop him in his tracks because I have need. You say, Ben, it's not possible. Well, you go on thinking it's not possible. I'm going to go on stopping Jesus. I ain't worried if you believe him or not. All I know is I do. I believe it'll work tonight. I believe what you have need of tonight, it's yours already. I believe that tonight, healing is yours. But the devil trying to rob you out of it. I don't know why I keep going back to this. I believe peace is yours tonight.
Yes.
Somebody's fought battles in their mind and they don't have peace no more. Somebody in this building. Somebody's fought battles in their mind, and they don't have peace, and that enemy's tried to rob them of it. Sis, I tell you tonight, you're free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because He said it. He said it. You believe it, and that settles it.
Amen.
Somebody here tonight has been robbed of their joy. I'm telling you, He's here tonight. Will you reach out and get Him tonight? Will you stop Jesus tonight for your situation? Tonight's your time. Tonight's your day. Devil, it's my time to conquer. Will you say it with me tonight? Devil, it's my time to conquer. I said, will you say it with me tonight? Devil, Somebody say it tonight. Devil! It's my time to conquer. It's your time. Do you believe it tonight?
Amen.
It's going to take somebody to proclaim it. Devil!
Amen.
Devil! Oh, you're going to have to do better than that. I said, devil! It's my time to conquer.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
If you believe it, will you bring that presence down tonight? He inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits worshiping tonight, saying, devil, it's my time to conquer. It's my time. You've taken me, my joy long enough. You've taken my peace long enough. You've plagued my mind long enough. But now it's my time. This day, this moment, I am free.
Yes.
You're free tonight. You're free. You're free, young man. You're free tonight. You are free of whatever that devil tries to put on you. I'm saying tonight, there's revival in the house. Will you stop Jesus tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Will you stop him in his tracks tonight for your situation? What do you need tonight? He's here. He's here.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty is the Prince of my peace. Oh, troubles vanish. Hearts are mended in the presence of the King.
Will you stand tonight? Will you pull the presence of Jehovah down?
In the presence of Jehovah.
What do you need? Oh, don't let Jehovah pass by. Don't let him pass by without stopping on your situation. Oh my, he's real tonight, Satan. He's walking it up and down. He's in the building. Oh my, he's in the house, saints. He's in the house tonight. He's in the house tonight. I said, devil, it's my time to conquer. Oh, will you praise him tonight? Will you worship? Will you praise the walls of Jericho down? Oh, he's played with your mind. He's tormented you. He's taken that peace away. But tonight's the night. He's stolen your children. But tonight's the night. The kids ain't that devil. They're yours. They was born yours. God said, raise a child up in the way that it should go. And when he's old, it will not depart from it. It cannot. He is not a liar. They have to come, saints. Your brother. You've got a brother, baby, that ain't serving Christ. You got a brother, you got a sister that ain't serving God. Tonight's your night to press through and touch the hem of his garment, that the saving grace of Almighty God will convict that heart tonight. Oh, he's able tonight, saints. Will you worship him? Yes, Lord. Worship him tonight. Don't let that devil rob you yet again tonight. Oh, he's fighting somebody tonight. Don't you let him do it. This altar's open. You know what the problem is? We got too many empty altars today. We've got altars that are meant to be used, but nobody wants to use them no more today. There's one. Is there somebody else in this building tonight that needs God to move on their scene, on their situation? Oh, this altar's open. There's room still. There's still room at this altar. There's still room at this altar. He's still God today. There's two. There's still room at this altar. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? Tonight's your night. Devil, it's my time to conquer. It's my time. You're not robbing me another minute. Revival's coming. Revival's coming, say. It's coming. Will you be a part of it? Tonight's my time. Tonight's my time. You can't have my kids anymore. I claim them tonight. I claim them as of this moment. They're mine. You can't have my healing anymore. It's mine. Oh, come on and worship him tonight and say, he inhabits the praise of his people. Oh, love him tonight, saints. Heavenly Father, Lord, as I lay my hands on my sister tonight, she's taken, Father, and she's coming down here, Father, with a broken and a contrite spirit. Lord, you said a broken and a contrite spirit you would in no wise cast away. Lord, I ask, Father, that she come tonight. Lord, would you give her, Father, a refilling of your Holy Spirit tonight? Lord, would there be such a fire, Lord, that somebody else could get lit off of this fire, Father? Lord, would there be a fire for the Holy Ghost, a fire of the Holy Ghost tonight? Lord, that she would be able to walk in victory tonight, because Satan, it's her time to conquer. This is her night tonight. Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, would that sweet presence of Jehovah come? And Lord, would it fill her from her head down to the very soles of her feet? Lord, I ask, Father, the peace, Father, that passes all understanding would come over this vessel, Father. Lord, I know you're able, Father. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace tonight. Lord, we give it to you. Satan, I adjure you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no place here, Satan. It's done in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Yes, Lord. Is there somebody else tonight? Is there somebody else tonight that says, God, while you're here, will you do something for me? Is there somebody else tonight that says, God, I have need tonight? I invite you. Take him at his word tonight. Oh, he'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. I invite you to try him. Father, Lord, this young man, as I lay my hands on him, Father, Lord, I don't know, Father, what the situation is or what he has need of, Father, but Lord, you know, and you've seen it before the foundations of the world, Father. Lord, I ask tonight, Father, Lord, would this young man, Lord, be filled so much with your Holy Ghost? Lord, would there be a a refilling, Father. Lord, that takes over, Father. Lord, that fills him so full that, Lord, his cup runs over, Father. Lord, I ask, dear God, that Holy Ghost, Lord, there would be a fire inside of him. That, Lord, as he walks down the road, people would look at him and say, there goes Jesus Christ. Lord, I know you're able, Father. Lord, for this young lady, Lord, if she's sitting here kneeling beside her husband, Father, Lord, I don't know what the need is, Father, but Lord, you see her heart, Father. You see her need. Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, would you give her a refilling of the Holy Spirit? Lord, would you give her a life, Father? Lord, that's unparalleled, Father. Lord, that when people see her, dear God, they can say truly, she's been with Jesus. Lord, for this young lady here, Father, Lord, as I lay my hands on her, Father, Lord, you see her, dear God. Lord, I ask, Father, Lord, we're asking for revival tonight, Father. Lord, would you come? Lord, we want to praise you more. We want to worship you more. We want to adore you more. God, we ask, Father, that you would come tonight. Lord, and give her, Father, that peace that passes all understanding tonight. Lord, for this young lady, Father, Lord, I don't know her need, Father, but Lord, something compelled her to come tonight, Father. Lord, and she's kneeling here tonight with pouring out her heart, Father. Lord, I know you can't stop. You can't turn that away, God. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, as peer pressure, I know it's so hard these days. In this last day, the peer pressure is awful. But God, greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. God, give her strength for our journey, I pray. Lord, for this young lady, dear God, Lord, I don't know her need, Father. But, Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, would you grant it, Father, give her the desires of her heart tonight, Father. Lord, I ask, dear God, Lord, would she be, Father, a Christian, Father, and I wasn't, Lord, a Christian like she's supposed to be, Father. Lord, would there be a Holy Ghost fire, dear God, Lord, that would come down on her, Lord. Lord, would revival start with her, dear God. Lord, would that revival start with her? Lord, you took Moses, Father. Lord, you took one man. You took one man and you freed a nation. Lord, I ask, dear God, that, Lord, there would be such a joy, Father, that comes over her, dear God, that, Lord, every devil in hell quakes, Father, whenever she gets up out of bed in the morning, Father. Lord, would she live a life of victory today? Lord, for this young lady, Father, Lord, as I lay my hands on her, Father, Lord, I ask, dear God, that, Lord, you would come, dear God, that sweet presence, Father, that we feel. Lord, would it saturate her, dear God? Lord, she has need of you tonight. She's sitting here tonight, maybe screaming as Bud Bartimaeus, Jesus! Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me! She's sitting here tonight screaming, Jesus! Lord, I know she's able to stop you tonight. Lord, you stop tonight, Lord. I ask you, Father, that, Lord, she would receive it tonight, whatever she has need of. Lord, would she receive it? Lord, for this young lady, Father, Lord, how she's been, Father, a real trooper, dear God. I've watched her, Father, how she treats her husband, Father. Lord, how she stands beside him, Father. How she's just got a real sincere spirit, Father. Lord, the devil plagues her so greatly. He plagues her so greatly in her mind. But God, greater are you, Lord. Lord, I ask you, dear God, would you come tonight, Father? Lord, would you give her peace, Father? Lord, for her husband, dear God. Lord, as I lay my hands on her, Father. Lord, as he's laying in that bed tonight, sick. Lord, I know that same presence is here. Lord, is able to raise him off of that bed tonight. Lord, you are still God that heals the sick. Lord, I trust you, go home tonight, Father. Lord, and find a totally healed husband tonight. Lord, you're so good to us tonight. Lord, we claim it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, it's our time to call. It's our time to conquer, devil. We tell you to go back to hell where you came from. You know hell wasn't created for us. It was created for you. And we tell you to go back. Pick up your weapons and flee, devil. because this little bride's coming for you tonight. She's coming for you. Lord, we love you tonight. Yes, Lord.
Just this assembly only, but I believe it's something God's doing for the whole bride.
Yes,
everywhere.
It is.
Because his brother has come and shared with us tonight. That's exactly what we see happening. And you know, as I was telling the brother before service, if I was in Satan's shoes, if I had descendants over the top of my head, I'd be acting just like he is.
Yes.
That's right.
Because he knows that his time is short. He is so nervous. If there's anybody that's schizophrenic, I believe it's the devil. He's so nervous, and he's just so frantically fighting his people. But we are in victory. We are on the move.
Yes, sir.
I believe that. I can sense it. I really appreciate when we have other ministers come in because of, Brother Ben, I think, gets around to other churches quite a bit, and he's confirmed to me exactly what I know the Lord is showing me.
Yes.
Is that we are on a change.
That's right.
And you know, Brother Brown talked about the seven mountains that represented the pools and the peaks there. And I believe those things represent the move of God in his bride also. And Brother Brown said that last mountain, that seventh pool, or that third pool, seventh mountain, when it went up and peaked, it never went back down. How many remember hearing him say that? Never went back down. And saints, that time has to come around for you and I. Somewhere, that has to happen.
That's
where,
right.
Where we move up in God.
Yes,
and we
sir.
Never come back.
That's
down.
Right.
It's got to happen sometime between now and our body change.
Amen.
All those prayers that we prayed for our loved ones and our children and all the ones and that the ones who are holding that token over, all that has to cash in somewhere.
That's right. Come on now.
It has to happen sometime between now and then.
Yes, sir.
And I want to believe that it's now.
Amen.
And there's no reason for us to wait. And so I'm just so pleased with what the Lord has done here tonight. And saints, you know, like our brother said, Moses had what he needed. He just needed a move of God.
That's right.
In his life. to make him realize, you know what, I'm not lacking.
I have, sir, what
I need. I just need God to anoint it.
Amen.
I need to get into his presence and just let that presence anoint what he's given me and let me go forth and destroy my enemy that way.
Amen.
And that's exactly what happened to Moses. That's exactly what will happen to you.
Yes, sir.
We'll spend all of our time thinking that we're lacking. But God, if we just get in the presence of God, I mean, if he could take a stick.
That's right, there it is.
Take a dead stick. You know, wood represents humanity. We all have our own deadness about us.
Oh, yeah.
But you get in the presence of God and take a dead stick and defeat an entire army.
That's right.
With that. And God wants to do that with us. I believe that. You know, blind Bartimaeus, he mentioned blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, he touched Jesus by faith, no doubt.
Yes, sir.
But you know what he also did? Jesus comes in three sons, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. And when Jesus was walking by, he was fulfilling the office of Son of Man.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't Son of God yet, and he wasn't Son of David yet. The Son of David is king.
Uh-huh.
And a king has the authority to do what needs to be done.
Right.
Blind Bartimaeus sitting there while Jesus was carrying out the ministry of Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
Blind Bartimaeus, by his faith, reached all the way into the millennium.
That's right. Come
where
on
he comes as Son of David, because he called upon him as Son of David and stopped him in his tracks right there and caused that king, though he wasn't king yet, caused that king to come and answer that need. Now, saints, you have the same ability tonight.
Amen.
By your faith, you can span all ages, all
That's
time,
right. Come
into
on, man.
All the promises of God and bring them to pass in your life.
Amen.
And it's just faith that does it. And saints, I'm glad to know that. I'm glad to know that God is bringing us to that perfect faith, that perfect love.
That's right.
And all I can say is, come go with me. Because I believe it.
Amen.
I'm tired. I'm tired, as our brother said. I'm tired of Satan robbing us and telling us we can't this and we can't that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And
that's right.
That's right. But God delivers us out of every one of them.
That's right.
And so I expect to have afflictions. I expect to have the Satan standing before me tomorrow morning when I get up, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. But I also expect my God to deliver me you from every one of those onslaughts of the devil.
Yes.
And so we're not just worked up in some pep rally.
No, sir.
That's not what we're talking about. There's one true faith, one
that's
true
right.
God, and that's what we're rallying around.
Yes, sir.
We're not talking about a football.
That's
we're talking
right.
about
Come
the
on.
Word of God and what God has promised he will do.
Amen.
And we have to just, in the same fashion, we just have to get caught up in what God is
that's
doing.
That's right.
Let that Holy Ghost minister those things to us, and it'll happen.
That's right.
Blind Bartimaeus did create an atmosphere.
Yes, he did.
He created an atmosphere that got God's attention.
That's right.
And you do the same.
Yes.
And I know that some of you did tonight anyway. So I've been pleased to be here with you. Pleased to have our brother come. And you know, you never know, as a minister, you want to bring in visiting ministers, and you pray and you wonder, you know, and I just know that the Lord has been good to us.
Yes.
He's been very good to us for many, many times, but especially good to us tonight. And I expect it to just go on and increase and increase and increase until we just can't contain it anymore.
That's
it's like
right.
we talked about Sunday. Till we make a decision and say, you know what, I'm not walking with this world anymore.
That's
I'm
right.
going to walk with God like Enoch did.
Amen.
And as soon as that happens, saints, as soon as we walk with God and not the world,
that's
you
right.
know what, you can't walk with both.
That's right. Amen.
When we walk with God and not the world, we're gonna be walking right on up.
That's right.
And I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
And so, Brother Tim, you have another song? We can just worship for a little while, because I don't want to leave too soon. Amen. He said he's going to say something a while ago. This flesh is not saved, right?
That's right.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. And he mentioned this. You know what this is made out of? Dust.
That's right.
What did he tell the serpent in the garden? What shall you eat all the days?
Dust. Yep.
He's cursed.
That's right.
To have to chase after this.
Yeah.
That's his lot.
That's it.
As our brother said, Satan can't have anything other than this. And I've said it many times. When God takes me, when I leave this earth, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to look at my body right there and I'm going to say, Satan, you've won it in all these years.
That's
you
right.
Have it now. Because that's his lot.
Yes.
And that's all he can have. He can have it.
Amen.
Transform the lives of those that you go with you.
Yep.
And I was in Finland the other day, met with some believers, and I mean, remember the story of the crippled girl there in Finland that God
yes.
healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that little girl was neighbor friends to a little boy who was born deaf and dumb. And when she went home from that meeting, well, the little boy was outside. When I don't know if it was that night, that morning, I don't know the time frame, but when that little boy saw her walking, he got so excited. He didn't know. He didn't know where she'd been. But he just saw her walking, and he ran into his home, and the Lord opened his tongue, and he ran into the house and told his mom and dad that the girl, I don't know what her name was, screaming and hollering, telling his mom and dad that she was walking. He had never spoken a word in his life. So not only did God allow him to hear and allow him to speak, but also gave him vocabulary, gave him understanding enough that he went in the house rejoicing Now that was the move of God, and so I just want to say that because that's an example of God moving, and she went home with it, and that influence even brought healing to the little boy.
That's right.
Next door to her.
Amen.
And so it can work for you too.
Yes.
Just believe, because all things are possible. You say, well, we haven't, you know, we've worn so many years not that way, not walking in those victory, but what about now? It's a different time now.
Yep.
Let's just bow our hearts as we get ready to close the service. Heavenly Father, it's been so good to be in your presence
yes.
tonight. And Lord, as we leave this place, we just really want the revival that is moving tonight, Lord, just to carry with us through the night and on into tomorrow's service, Lord. There's many needs among us, Lord, in our families and different ones that we love and we care about. And Lord, we just believe that you're willing to do something in our own little service, in our own life here, Lord, that it would reach out to those around us that we love. And so, Lord, we ask you as we go from this place tonight, Lord, that you would just continue to let us rejoice in these promises that you've given us tonight. Lord, that we would hold on to them, confess them, rejoice in them, and speak them back to you in prayer, Lord, until, Lord, that the desire that we have in our heart, we see it fulfilled.
Yes.
And we ask, God, that you just go before us, and those that will be here tomorrow morning, you prepare their hearts. And, Lord, whatever you're doing, we just pray, God, you continue, Lord, because we know you've never done us wrong. You've always done us right. You've always
yes.
taken care of us. We commit this service tonight and tomorrow's into your hands and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, saints. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.